Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Economic development in small towns is a big issue. And today we're going to talk about how the arts, special festivals, and events unique to a place can create and foster a vibrant and successful community for local businesses, residents, and visitors. Does anyone know the story of Spoleto, Italy? My guests today are Astoria Music Festival Artistic Director and Conductor Keith Clark. And we have local business owner Dulcie Taylor of Old Town Framing in Astoria, who is Vice President of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. You can say Astoria Downtown Association or ADHDA, either one.
Or Downtown Association.
Welcome, Dulcie.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Welcome. Glad to have you back, Keith.
Oh, it's great to be here, Donna.
Well, I was fortunate enough to have Keith Clark on the program last week. We talked about the Astoria Music Festival. The big finale was this last Sunday. The 9th annual has just finished. And Keith, how do you feel about that?
We've had the best summer yet. We've had wonderful audiences from all over the state and beyond. Musical performances were at the highest level. We've had a great time.
And you said 40% of the people who came to the festival were from out of the area.
Yes, we've been keeping track of our audiences the last few years, and we've seen a dramatic increase in outsiders or people from outside the area coming, spending a weekend, attending our concerts, and now the audience is approximately 40% from beyond the North Coast.
And you have some stories you're going to tell us about towns who have really utilized festivals to put themselves on the map and to create really healthy economic development a little later in the program. Right now, I want to ask Dulcie a little bit. Tell us, Dulcie, a little bit about yourself and about the Downtown Association, the Astoria Downtown Association.
Well, I'm a small business owner. I own Old Town Framing. I've been in Astoria for approximately 4.5 years. Vice President of the Downtown Association, I'm really the I'm the promoter. I do crazy things in town, and I try to stir the pot.
Well, you do a good job of that, actually, Dulcie.
I try.
And one of the things you've talked about the Downtown Association, which is really, well, let's talk about what is your mission?
Well, the Downtown Association's mission is to preserve and promote downtown Astoria, the historic district, the core of Astoria. So we work to communicate with our merchants, communicate with other people outside of the area, try to make it, you know, help the city with making our streets beautiful, planting flowers, all kinds of things to make Astoria an attractive location to come and visit, and hopefully we will always preserve the historic nature of our town. We love that part. But we want people to come, visit, stay, move here, raise their kids, you know, all that stuff.
And one of the things you've been doing recently is you've been tying into some of the events that are going on. Like when the Scandinavian Festival was here, there were flags all over downtown. The windows were decorated.
Right, right. We try to help the festivals promote their events. So we do that through a email distribution list for all our merchants, encouraging them to. Sometimes we have window competition or decorating competition. Sometimes we just have ask people to give a discount to special people that are in town for a long period of time. And we do that through our email list and through Facebook.
What brought you to Astoria?
I fell in love. Moved to the area and then fell in love again.
Okay, that's good. Fell in love. We assume you're in love with Astoria.
I am totally in love with Astoria.
And you were from Boise.
I originally from Boise, but I lived 20 years in Seattle, so I'm from the coast, but I just had to keep getting closer to the ocean.
Okay, and you wanted some of the cultural opportunities that were in Astoria, which a lot of people just don't realize are here.
Well, yeah, that it's very unique because when I moved here, I didn't realize there were so many cultural activities to do. There is so much to do in Astoria every weekend that it's hard to like decide what to do.
That's true.
So, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised, and I'm always trying. I come from Seattle, so I try to go to Seattle to bring my friends down to the festivals. Portland I don't know so well, so I'm always going that direction to try and educate Seattle people about how cool Astoria is.
And Keith, what is your relationship with Astoria? You've traveled all over the world. You're an internationally acclaimed conductor. There is, I mean, your background, we could spend the entire program talking about Keith Clark, which would be worthwhile at some point. But at this point, tell us, just give people just a little glimpse into your life, your history, and what made you decide Astoria was a place to do this?
Well, a little more than 10 years ago, I came up to Oregon, first to teach at university, but just also to see a little more of the United States. I've lived much of my musical life abroad. I had never been north of San Francisco, and I came up and on a weekend drove out to the coast. I'd never seen the Oregon coast before. I had never heard of Astoria before. I drove through Astoria and was just taken by the entire picture, the setting, the river, the ships, the quaint, beautiful Victorian nature of the town. And when Steve Forrester and some others in the city asked if I would do a concert in the Liberty Theater to help get the restoration going, I was pleased to step inside what was a pretty dingy place at the time, but the minute I heard our first note of music, I said, this is the place to be. The acoustics of this theater, which for us who make our living with sound, the acoustical setting is the most important. It's the frame of the picture that we make. It's without that, we really can't function at a high level. And I've conducted in theaters all over the world, and the acoustics of the Liberty Theater are equal to, maybe rivaled only by, a very famous building. Some of your listeners would know of the Musikverein building in Vienna, which are reputed to have the finest acoustics in the world. Well, anybody who thinks that hasn't been to Astoria.
Well, I think that's something a lot of Astorians, a lot of Oregonians, a lot of people don't realize. So that's...
And then based on that, we said, well, you know, let's all work together. We have to draw attention to this. We have to take advantage of this fantastic opportunity, and that's how we started a music festival.
And did you look at Ashland and the Shakespeare Festival? I mean, why don't you now talk a little bit about communities which have really seen very healthy economic development because of something like Astoria Music Festival, but give us some little examples.
Well, locally or in the state, Ashland is a perfect example of what can happen with starting small, being very idealistic. We want to do the best we can and slowly build and eventually become a national and international center where people will come for a week, 2 weeks, the summer, to enjoy the culture, to enjoy the setting, to enjoy the restaurants, everything that is to offer here. A very good example on both sides of the Atlantic is the story of Spoleto, Italy, which was the birthplace of the American, Italian-American composer Menotti, who wrote Unmalin Night Visitors. You might know that from Christmas time. He had come to the United States, become quite prominent, was a teacher at Juilliard and our finest music schools. His hometown, Spoleto, had fallen into pretty much rack and ruin. It was off the beaten path. It didn't have much economic, hadn't had a lot of economic activity since probably the Renaissance. And he wanted to do something for his hometown, and he wanted to do something for his students. So they brought the students from Juilliard and their teachers, fine professional musicians, to Spoleto to start a music festival, starting small. And it became almost an overnight success, very similar to the Astoria Music Festival. We've only been in business for 9 years now, but it's already becoming, well, in fact, nationally known. Spoleto became so successful in renovating the city. Suddenly, tourists were there, restaurants, hotels, the whole nature of the city changed. The reputation of the city changed. It was almost overnight a cultural mecca. It was so successful that a similar city in the United States, Charleston, suggested, well, if you could do it there, why can't you do it here? Very similar to Astoria, a city that had had a booming history, beautiful architecture, striking setting, but also that had fallen by the wayside in the 20th century, moved on, and the industries that had driven that city sort of fell by the wayside. So they located their Spoleto Festival for part of the summer in the United States at Charleston and called it the Festival of the Two Worlds. And it was a combination of very fine students and the highest level of professionals, very similar to what we are doing here in Astoria. And as had happened in Spoleto and so many other places where this has been attempted, Charleston is now completely renovated as and is known as on the historical registry, the entire city now. And it's throughout the summer, probably throughout the year, it is the place to be.
Keith, I don't think a lot of people realize this. It almost reminds me when you were talking about the bedroom, and someone says, you know, I need to just get this chair. If I just bring this one chair, and the chair is so beautiful that then suddenly, well, now I think maybe I better do something with the drapes, and then, you know, and just everything starts to then happen because of that one thing. And I feel like the Astoria Music Festival has been a little bit under the radar, because while a lot of locals, people who are listening to this program right now, really appreciate it and say, oh, we have this world-class festival right in our own backyards. Still, a lot of people don't know about it. And what is the biggest challenge right now for the Astoria Music Festival?
Because we work on an extremely limited budget. Everything is done by volunteers. Dulcie is one of our stalwart volunteers. We bring about 100 performers here for 2 weeks, up to 2 weeks, as well as a group of fine students. They are housed almost entirely by the people of Astoria, who open their homes and spare bedrooms and to the people that we bring. That enables us to function. Without that, on the very limited financial resources we have, that we could not really do much at all. With our limited budget, we are only able to do a very minimal amount of advertising and promotion that is directed entirely by volunteers, some of us not very experienced in this. So I think our next challenge is to professionalize our music festival. I'll make it more like any other business that needs to get the word out in a professional way.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today my guests are Astoria Music Festival Artistic Director and Conductor Keith Clark and local business owner of Old Town Framing, Dulcie Taylor. She's also Vice President of the Astoria Downtown Association. Keith, one of the things about getting the word out is that you have to have the resources in order to do that. You don't have trouble getting the musicians. You're getting fabulous. The quality of the musicians is the very highest level. So now it's just getting the word out. And even you said that there was an article in the Oregonian. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, we're regularly reviewed by the professional music press and have been very, very fortunate in receiving glowing reviews of our musical activities from the very first year. So we recently had a glowing review, the sort of review you want to cut out and send home to your mom, for the opera that we just did with one of the finest sopranos of our time from the Pacific Northwest, who was just stunning. We received a rave review in the Oregonian, and it was encouraging at the end when the Oregonian said, you know, the only negative thing is that there were a few empty seats, and that this great music festival really needs to get the word out more. We all need to work together to spread the word. And I think spreading the word can be done in many ways. At the moment, it's being done in the most effective but also a quite slow way, and that's the word of mouth. That's the people who were here last week going home, telling their neighbors, and coming. But we also need to promote ourselves on a more professional way.
Well, maybe, though, Keith, if people are listening, it's you always can use volunteers. The Astoria Music Festival can use volunteers because it's a year-round ongoing thing. It just,
that's
even
correct.
Though the perform it happens 2 weeks of the year here, it's all year people are doing things. However, I think this idea of it being an economic driver for our community is something we really need to look at, because when most people think about economic development, they think, oh, okay, I have to give up that field, that open field where my dogs are running to build a, there's going to be a store there, or we're going to bring a factory and it's going to do widgets and, you know, there'll be some pollution. But, you know, so economic development, people wouldn't say, oh, the Astoria Music Festival, that's economic development. But it is.
It's totally.
And Dulcie, why don't you address that?
It's totally economic development, because these 100 musicians that we have coming in and all the guests that we have coming to the concerts are shopping in our downtown, are eating in our downtown, are staying at hotels and staying at hotels, you know, for days and eating for days. So all that money, all those, well, it comes down to money, really. All those people are spending money in our town, and the and economic development. The more people spend money with our business in Astoria, the more those businesses are able to participate in the community, is giving back to the community, upgrading their stores, putting in painting or upgrading facades, and making Astoria look better, you know, not losing its gritty. Ness, as you like to say, the grittiness, but just it just continues, it just grows. So the more people we can have come visit Astoria, come to the music festival, and know the beauty and grandeur of sitting in that theater and listening to these concerts for a pittance, really. I mean, the seat prices are phenomenally cheap. Then everything, it just grows. It's just a continual.
There's no downside, Dulcie.
There's no downside.
There's just, it's not like, okay, we need economic development, and so we're going to sacrifice this to get this. This is all a win-win.
This is
it's
no
totally
sacrifice.
Positive.
No.
Totally positive.
No, and it brings the community together. I mean, homestays where the musicians come and stay with the people of Astoria. I mean, they are drawn in. They get some tickets for doing a good thing by housing people. It's all, you know, and then it's all good. It's all goodness.
Even in this early stage, we're 9 years old, but we're really at the beginning. We should look at this. What's going to be like 50 years from now? You know, this could be a major international destination for people who are attracted to the setting, the music, the everything that is to offer here. But even in this early stage, our combined audience is somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 people for the 15 events that we put on in just a week. Well, that's a lot of clam chowder.
That's very true. A lot of clams in a lot of ways.
I'd like to back up just a tiny bit. And Keith's talking about promotion and how we need to work better to promote the music festival. We do have a Facebook page, which Keith kind of poo-poos. But but we do have a Facebook page for the music festival that you could like. And we have a Twitter thing going on that we kind of not really doing a very good job of using, but those new technologies, we're, you know, working on those. So like us on Facebook.
I don't poo-poo Facebook. I just don't know how to use it.
That's what I meant to say.
You said before that the Astoria Downtown Association is on a particular kind of train. Would you talk about that?
I think it's on a train of goodness. I think there are so many excellent, wonderful, spectacular things happening in Astoria right now with all the volunteers that we have doing all kinds of good things for festivals and KMUN and Downtown Association, the Chamber, all these. It's like this huge group of good people trying to do good things for Astoria. And we're starting to see the benefits of that. I have people walk in my store and And the cruise ships stop and they say, and people who walk in my door say, we really didn't know why we stopped here. I'm like, well, you need to go here, you need to go here, you need to go here. And then they come back and they're like, wow, this, I didn't know why we stopped here, but now I do, and I'll be back. I have so many people say, we'll be back to visit by car or train or however. So there's just a vibration, and people say there's a vibe going on here that is spectacular, and I think we just continue on the vibe and not destroy our historic nature, but just make it all good.
I think that's the fear of tourism, is that tourism will change a place. However, if it is done, you know, there's ecotourism, and there's tourism which is respectful of the uniqueness of the place, the sense of place. And again, the music festival is very low impact. Yes, maybe the restaurants are a little more crowded if you're a local person, and you also get to go and listen to the concert too. So you said, Dulcie, you think we're on the cusp of something.
Right, the cusp of something. I think the music festival is on the cusp of something, and Keith, we haven't discussed this, so this is just my idea, is that I had a feeling this year that we had such great music this year. I mean, we always have great music, but this year, even though we didn't pack the house every night, we had such incredible music that it seems like the ball, where we've been pushing this big ball up a hill, just, you know, with all this energy, that we might be at the top, and maybe we can roll it downhill a little bit to get some momentum and tell, you know, inform more people around the world, the area, the county, the state, the everywhere, about the gloriousness of this music festival. And the whole of the story goes right along with that.
It does. It's very compatible. See, that's the thing. Economic development is not always compatible with an area's heritage or culture or resources. And the music festival is completely compatible with all those things.
And I think we can be a catalyst to combine the efforts of the Downtown Association, restaurants, hotels, chamber, in promoting not each individual interest, but the whole idea of Astoria as a destination, as a festive place, not just a festival place, but a festive place.
Right.
Where I think that that developing that image of the city is something that if we all pull together, we can make a major contribution to the Pacific Northwest.
And the New York Times article of about a month and a half ago referred to Astoria as a creative enclave for artists. It said Astoria discovers a waterfront chic. So suddenly we have this kind of shabby chic thing going on, you know, in Astoria.
Actually, we've had that for years.
But now it's just being discovered by other people.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a whole lot of time left, and I'd like for us to talk about some of the events that are still happening this week. There are some things still happening that are associated with the music festival, and also the Downtown Association is having a drive for members. So those are two things I want us to get in. So which one should we talk about first?
Let's talk about members first, because that's the most boring part.
Okay. I don't think you could ever do anything boring. Okay, Chelsea.
Actually, the Downtown Association is having a membership drive. Anyone can join, become a member of the Astoria.
You don't have to have a store downtown Astoria.
You do not.
You just want to support the historic downtown.
You
could
be a private citizen and become a member of member of the Downtown Association. In fact, we do have some private citizens that have donated.
And in doing so,
money.
You support the core.
You support the efforts that we promote. We do biz dev. We have a design committee that's putting flowers and trees back on our streets. So we have a lot of people that are working to do good things for Astoria. So if you could like us on Facebook, Astoria Downtown Association, or email Blair at theastoriadowntown.com to get more information about that.
Because right now we have Blair. Why don't you explain just quickly
Blair is a rare volunteer, an AmeriCorps volunteer, basically, and she is our downtown coordinator. So we've had her for the last year, and she's brilliant and helps us so much. And so we applied to get her. We applied for a rare volunteer again, and we were accepted, and Blair has agreed to stay for another year.
All right, so those of you who want to support the historic downtown of Astoria, you can join the Historic Downtown Association. You have a website.
We don't quite have a website.
Oh, you don't have a website
yet. But we have Facebook and email.
Okay, all right, that's fine. And Dulcie Taylor, Old Town Framing, go in and talk to her about
it. Yeah, just come in and talk to me. Yeah,
that's right. And
I like to talk.
Keith, what would you like to see happen with the music festival and with the people who are listening to this program and in this community? What can we do to help further this economic development of
I think if you get involved with it, we need help in every way. If
volunteers
in want to have a musician in your spare room next year and hear a lot of great music as they practice, get in touch with us. Want to make cookies for these hungry people? If that's
right,
what
right.
you're help, we need help in every way.
And what about
and it's easy. All they have to do is go online. We do have a website.
Yep.
Yes.
And it's just AstoriaMusicFestival.org.
Org.
Okay. And also tell people about it. Write your cousin who lives in Astoria, New York, and say, why don't you come out for the Astoria Music Festival in Astoria, Oregon?
And we've got something for everything. This week, while our professionals have gone home, we have about 30 students from all over the country. The finest conservatories in the country have sent representatives. They're putting on concerts and opera this week. Tonight, go to Clementi's, and you can hear Mozart and Martinis and even have a Mozartini. If you really want to get down, come to Fort George Brewery tomorrow night, and you can hear Beethoven and Brewskis. And then this weekend, Saturday night at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2, all of these students are getting together and doing a fully staged, costumed performance of Mozart's comic opera, The Marriage of Figaro. It's only $5, and if you want to bring your kids, they're free on Sunday.
What a great way to expose.
At the PAC, at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay, so what a great way. Terry Wilson wants to say something.
By the way, some of those musicians were just singing on our sister station, KCPB, about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, well, so we're blessed. So the music festival continues. And so this week there are opportunities still to take advantage of this. And Keith, thank you so much. Your vision is really, I mean, the tree is growing and the fruit is being, I mean, don't you feel really?
Well, I agree with Dulcie. I think we've really turned a corner this summer.
Good.
Something is different. We've always had good music, but now it's good music and there's just such a positive feeling all over town.
And maybe people are beginning to take it more seriously all throughout the state and everywhere and saying, you know, this isn't just some little homegrown. Wow, this is fantastic.
Music Festival and Keith Clark are up for a prize, finalists in the American Prize.
Oh, that's right.
It's
yes.
called the American okay. Prize for Excellence in the Arts. It's a big national award. We are in the finals. Our competition is another opera company from Boston, and we're going to beat them.
Started right Excellent. Here in Astoria, Oregon. All right. We have to end the program. Dulcie Taylor, thank you so much. Keith Clark, thank you. Support the Astoria Music Festival, economic development, and gorgeous music for our spirits and our souls. Thank you, Terry Wilson, for all that you do. And I want to thank local talented banjo instructor Michael Brun for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself. Today, take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life and focus on those things and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug, or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now, in this moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.